Well, we are going to spend a little bit more time in God's Word. We've been, as you know, doing this series on manifesting God's power. And the reason for it is really so that we can continue to walk our best for God Almighty, to be able to know what His Word says and to be able to manifest His power. And a big part of that is operating in the manifestations of the Holy Spirit that we have available to us. So, last week we went over the great principle, and the great principle is something that is not in any one scripture where you can read, well, this is the great principle, but it is gathered from the truths of God's Word, different places that deal with how to operate the Spirit of God. And the great principle is, as stated, that God, who is Spirit, teaches His creation in you, which is now your spirit, and your spirit teaches your mind, and then it becomes manifested in the senses realm as you act. And that's how we are able to operate the mind manifestations. God communicates the spirits that's within us. The spirit that's within us communicates to our brain. And as we choose to act, it becomes manifested in the senses realm. Now, the difference between that and how the brain normally gathers its information is that normally we get them by way of the five senses: hearing, smelling, touching, tasting, and seeing, right? We gain information, all the stuff that goes up here, if it does go up. Questionable on some of us. But our senses gather information, send it to the brain. The brain moves out with that information. The difference is that rather than the information coming by way of touch or smell or sight, it's coming from the Spirit of God in us. And that Spirit of God's getting it from God Almighty. So it's the source of the information. Where is it coming from? Is it coming from my five senses, or is it coming from my spirit? And as we operate the manifestations, we can become more and more adept at the recognizing what comes from the Spirit of God from within us and what comes from the five senses. So, but that's how it works. It's very simple how the great principle works. And today, what we're going to do is we're moving into the next group of manifestations. The next group are called the revelation manifestations. They're also called informational manifestations or instructional manifestations, sometimes even called knowing manifestations. Because it does all four of those. It's something that God reveals to us. He gives us information. He instructs us. And it's so that we can know information or know things. And so they're usually called revelation manifestations, but really they fall into any of those four categories. So, and what they are: word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and discerning of spirits. And they are considered the eyes and the ears of the church, because the eyes and the ears, for the most part, give ourselves a lot of information. In this room, we're able to see what's going on, able to hear what's going on. Just gives us a lot of information. And these revelation manifestations give the church a lot of information to be able to walk with God successfully. So, they're pretty wonderful. And so basically what these three manifestations do is that it's where God gives information. The utterance manifestations of interpretation, tongues, and prophecy, it's where God gives messages to His people. Here, it's where God gives information to His people. And sometimes it's a lot of information. Sometimes it's just a little bit of information. Sometimes that information changes a person's life. Sometimes that information raises a person from the dead. Sometimes that information is knowledge that could be used for centuries. Just all kinds of different information. Sometimes funny information. Sometimes very serious information, but it is information. So we're going to go to the book of Acts. The book of Acts, chapter 8. See a little bit on this. See, the written word, which, as we know, reveals God's will, gives us lots of information and lots of instruction. And these manifestations of word of knowledge, discerning, word of wisdom, and discerning spirits, they begin where the word of God, the written word of God, ceases. For instance, God's word says that we should speak his word, to make known his word. But it doesn't say to who, to when, where, and it just says to speak, to teach. Now, at times, God can tell us when to speak, or to whom to speak, or where to speak. And that would be a more specific information, and that would be by revelation. Could be by revelation. We don't need revelation to speak God's word.
Well, I'm not going to say anything until he tells me so.
The word of God says to speak. So we already have the authority to speak, and we know it's God's will to speak. But there are times where it's more profitable to speak to this person as opposed to that person. It's not everybody's ready to hear God's word at the same time. There are people I have known that when I was an older teenager, I spoke God's word. They had no interest. 10 years later, I spoke to them again, and they were interested. Just different times, people are interested in different things. So, an example of this is in Acts 8, verse 26. This is about Philip. Now, we know that Philip was the one that went down to Samaria and preached Christ unto him, and a lot of healing went on, a lot of people believed. And when that was done, and he was leaving, he got a little information. God sent an angel down to talk to, or give information to Philip. Verse 26 says, "And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem, unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? So after going to Samaria, God sent an angel and said to Philip, go south. Mm-hmm. If he said, okay, south, but where south? That's all the angel said, go south. So then, unto the way to go down toward Jerusalem. and then when he went down there, then he gave more specific information to go onto that chariot. So here we see where God is involved, giving specific information. The word of God simply says to speak his word. Here, God gave him a direction to go and a specific person to speak to. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 8, back in the Old Testament. You got 1 Samuel, then you got 2 Samuel. 1 Samuel is right before 2 Samuel. Okay. If that's any help. I think it's like the 10th book or so of the Bible. 1 Samuel chapter 9. Here's a record where there were no kings in Israel at the time. Samuel was a prophet. There were no kings, and the children of Israel were tired of having a prophet rule over them, and felt that it would be better for their lives to have a king rule over them like all the other nations. And God said, it's not a good idea. And the children of Israel said, we want a king though. Whether it's a good idea or not, we want a king. So God said, okay, you can have a king, but this is what he's gonna do. And he told Samuel what that king was gonna do. And so God told Samuel, who was a prophet, to go anoint a king. They want a king? Fine, we'll give them a king. You go anoint a king. And in chapter 8, verse 22, we see just that. It says, And the Lord said to Samuel, Hearken unto their voice, and make them a king. And Samuel said unto the men of Israel, Go every way, go ye every man unto his city. So God gave Samuel the direction to go get, you know, make them a king. Now, it's not the kind of thing you go to the grocery store and you get a bunch of ingredients and you make a king. It's going to be a person already alive and somebody that's going to rule that country. And so he could have gone by his five senses and said, okay, God told me to make a king. Let me start looking around. He could have, but he didn't. Chapter 9, we read, he goes to a city, and God gives him a little bit more information in verse 15. It says, now the Lord had told Samuel in his ear a day before Saul came, saying, now Saul comes in the picture because Saul went about the countryside looking for some horses that got lost. His dad sent them out to go look for horses. And he goes into the city. He wants to find out if the prophet's there. Maybe the prophet can help him find his horses. So Saul's entering into the city looking for what they called the seer at the time. It was also another name for a prophet. And that's how Saul enters the scene here. And in verse 15, again, it says, now the Lord had told Samuel in his ear a day before Saul came, tomorrow about this time, I will send thee a man out of the land of Benjamin, and thou shalt anoint him to be captain over my people, Israel, that he may serve my people out of the hand of the Philistines. I save my people out of the hand of the Philistines. For I have looked upon my people because their cry has come unto me. And when Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said unto him, behold, the man whom I spake to thee of, this same shall reign over my people. So one day Samuel's at this city, and God speaks to him and says, tomorrow I'm going to show you who the guy is. The next day comes, and Saul comes walking by Samuel, and God says into his ear, hey, that's the guy I told you about yesterday. He's going to reign over Israel. So this is specific information. It's not anything you're ever going to find in the written word of God, who's going to be the first king of Israel. But God can make known his will. He can reveal information to an individual or to many people of who that person would be. And that's exactly what happened. And that's what these manifestations do. They make known God's will concerning specific information, specific situations. And it's a revealing. So, the three manifestations. Word of knowledge. What is it? The manifestation of word of knowledge is your operation of the God-given ability whereby you may receive from God, by his revealing it to you, information concerning any situation about which it is humanly impossible for you by your five senses to know anything. It's where he gives you information. He reveals it to us, like he revealed to Samuel. Tomorrow I'm going to show you this guy. Information. Word of wisdom. What is it? The manifestation of word of wisdom is your operation of the God-given ability whereby you may receive from God, by his revealing it to you, what to do about a given situation once you have ascertained the truths or facts concerning any given situation. And then discerning the spirits, what is it? It's the God-given ability whereby you may receive from God, by his revealing it to you, the necessary information concerning the presence or non-presence of spirits and the identity thereof, and if evil, whether you may cast them out. That's a lot of information. And so it could be very helpful to know. God can show us whether a person's born again or not. You know, if they have a Holy Spirit, that's the identity thereof. It could be an evil, he can say, there's an evil spirit in that person. And he could show what kind of spirit. Or you can say that person's born again. Got the Spirit of God in them. And I've seen that happen. It's pretty cool. Let's go to Galatians chapter 2. So those are the three manifestations, and what we're going to do is we're going to spend considerable amount of time going over a lot of records concerning word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and discerning spirits to see what they are, how they work, how we can operate them. They should be a intricate part of our everyday living. Galatians chapter 2. God can direct us very specifically. And these manifestations are often used to aid us in our service to Him and us being able to live abundantly. Many years ago, when Susan was pregnant with David, we were driving in a car and I was driving along. It was daytime and we were driving through this neighborhood and we were coming up to an intersection where the other street had the stop sign. And I'm going to go through. I have the right of way to go through, and God showed me to stop at the intersection, even though I had the right of way. And so I stopped, and this car must have been going 50 miles per hour in the neighborhood, just whizzed right through the intersection. And had I not stopped, it would have hit broadsided and hit on Susan's side, probably would have killed her. And so, yeah, certainly saved her life and me a lot of grief. But it was just this big stop. So I stopped. And and other times it's just a simple thing to bless us. You know, just a little tidbit of information, just to put a little sunshine in our heart for the day. You know, it's just certain things to bless us. And other things, it's a life and death situation. And they also help us in our service to God Almighty, which is really nice. Galatians chapter 2. This is Paul recounting what he did when he first got in the Word and the different parts of his life and what he did to grow and learn and help. And in chapter 2, verse 1, it says, "Then 14 years after, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me also. And I went up by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel which I preached among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run and had run in vain." And this was some stuff that was going on in the church at that time. We went over part of this past summer at the family camp in the book of Acts, this council. And Paul went up by revelation. God showed him to go and what to communicate. So it was a service unto those saints at that time. Let's go to Acts chapter 9. Went up by God's by revelation. He went up by God revealing it unto him as to what to do. Acts chapter 9. Operating these manifestations should be a real intricate part of our lives. Doesn't mean we're going to get revelation on every little thing. A lot of times when school age kids get an idea of revelation, "Oh, I don't have to study anymore. I can take tests. God's going to tell me the answers for every question." It's not really how it works. He can give you information, but He expects us to know what we can know on our own. Acts chapter 9, verse 10. This is about a man named Ananias. And he was directed to go see Paul when he first got born again. And verse 10 says, "And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, 'Ananias?' And he said, 'Behold, I am here, Lord.' And the Lord said unto him, 'Arise and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas of one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prays, and has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hands on him that he might receive his sight.'" Saul sees in a vision that he sees you coming in. God's setting this whole thing up. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. And so, what a great service. All by operating these manifestations, God was able to get Ananias to see Saul. Saul saw the vision also, and saw that he could get healed. Got healed. Wonderful thing. Let's go to Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. These manifestations are an aid to us to walk with God in our service to Him and to live life victoriously. Acts chapter 16, verse 4. This is Paul and company. They were moving from little area to area teaching God's word. And let's see how God directed in this circumstance here. Verse 4 says, and as they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees for to keep that were ordained of the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem. And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily. And when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia, after they, now here they, you know, God said, don't speak there. Don't speak. He knows. So they obeyed, and they didn't speak when they were in Asia. Verse 7, after they were come to Mysia, they essayed or just, you know, wanted to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered means allowed them not. Again, there's revelation, there's information or direction from God Almighty. And they, passing by Mysia, came down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. And this is the vision. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. So here's a record where several times God said, nope, don't preach to those guys. Nope, don't go over there. Don't preach to those guys. Go over there. And so that it would be the best. Later on, the word did go to those two regions where God said, don't preach there at that point. And it's all to do with timing. Hitting a baseball in the major leagues at the box. Root knows a lot about baseball. Donnie, it's all about timing. Right? You gotta sort of know what's coming to you. Coming so fast, you gotta time it right. So, here, God gave them direction as to what not to do and what to do. God's word says to speak, but to whom and when and where and how may be directed by God Almighty. So, I think it's really wonderful. So those are the three revelation manifestations, and next week we're going to start with Word of Knowledge, going a little deeper into it and seeing in God's Word different places where it's being used and how to receive it. How to receive it is as easy as picking up a pencil off the floor. It's just boom, that easy. He lays it on us. So it's really wonderful. So, Father God, thanks for your wonderful love, your goodness, and your kindness, and for these manifestations, and that we do have the ability to operate these manifestations. And we're so thankful that you do reveal information to us, and that we can take that information and move on it, just as Paul and those believers did when you gave them the revelation of the vision of the man in Macedonia. They just immediately went. And that we can move on your word and your will immediately in our lives and in our hearts. And we're just thankful that we can have the opportunity to walk for you and to talk with you, and that you're interested in our lives, and that we can walk with that power, manifesting it day by day. And we're very grateful for the knowledge of your word being spread about throughout the world. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.